Bill, a student at the University of Maryland who doesn't want his last name used, said recently, "I surf the internet probably 8 to 10 hours a day most days, so I guess that's over 60 hours a week. Am I an addict? I don't know, but I can't get through the day without being online, downloading music, Googling acquaintances, blogging, checking Facebook, or IMing my friends." Students like Bill are becoming increasingly common on college campuses all over the world. Can engaging in a behavior such as computer use actually be considered an addiction? Should professors and students be turning each other in to college mental health professionals? For years, researchers have been trying to make sense of the biology and psychology of addiction, its causes and its cures. Addiction used to mean abuse of substances such as drugs, alcohol, and nicotine. These days, though, the word is also being applied to internet use, gambling, sex, shopping, cell phone use, and even travel. Researchers at Stanford University conducted a random telephone survey of 2,513 adults in the U.S. and found that 70% of the respondents were regular internet users. Here are additional statistics from the study. 14% found it difficult to stay away from the net for more than several days at a time. 12% stayed online longer than they had intended. 12% had tried to cut back on internet use. 9% attempted to hide non-essential internet use from family, friends, employers. 8% used the internet as a way to escape problems or relieve negative moods. 6% of respondents felt their relationship suffered as a result of excessive internet use. If some young people are devoting this much time and energy to online activities, does it mean they have an addiction? Without defining it precisely, psychologists who have noticed the compulsiveness of internet users suggest that some kind of therapy may be needed. In fact, some campus health professionals have responded by putting together weekly support groups for students who present with a variety of addiction-like symptoms, including repetitive stress syndrome, severe wrist pain, excessive fatigue or tiredness, and back and eye strain. Medical experts, journalists, and sociologists are observing carefully the kinds of issues coming out as a result of increasing internet use in our society. They notice that heavy internet users are not doing much of anything else, not much socializing, going to movies, eating out, or taking care of their children. Volunteering is decreasing. Loneliness is increasing.